Page 103. Ballot Measures. Cities of Camas and Washougal. Explanatory Statement. Camas and Washougal have jointly approved a plan to merge the CWFD into a Regional Fire Protection Service Authority, which is allowed under RCW 52.26 to consolidate services with the intent to provide enhanced service delivery. If approved, the Camas-Washougal Fire Authority, quote, CWFA, end quote, will be effective September 1, 2026. Operate under a 6-member governing board initially filled by council members of both cities, and be funded by a property tax not to exceed $1.05 per $1,000 of assessed value, to be collected in 2027. The CWFA property tax will replace a portion of both cities' existing lawful property tax levies. Statement against. We all support our firefighters. They put their lives on the line every day. But Proposition 2 is a bad deal for taxpayers and a step backward for trust in our city government. If approved, the RFA will impose a new property tax for fire and EMS services of $1.05 per $1,000 assessed value, while Camas keeps 17 cents of the 88 cents per $1,000 you already pay for fire. That's double taxation, paying a new agency for fire while the city keeps part of the old fire tax and diverts it to other spending. When a city transfers a service to a separate district, it should reduce its levy by the full amount previously dedicated to that service. Many Washington cities have done so. Camas refuses, turning a service transfer into a permanent tax hike. The math is clear. For the average Camas home, $731,772, annual property taxes rise by about $249, a 12.9% increase for fire services we already have. The city admits the first-year levy reduction could disappear after year one, meaning costs will climb even higher. Our city has been flagged by the Washington State Auditor for financial oversight failures 3 years in a row. In 2021, they promised a utility tax for fire equipment that voters passed, yet not a dime reached the fire department. Support firefighters with real fiscal responsibility. Stop rewarding city financial mismanagement. They can fix the budget problem without double taxation. Say no, vote no. Statement against and rebuttal of Statement 4, submitted by Gary Perman, Chair. Phone 360-835-2205. Email gary@permanetech.com. Brian Wicklum. Josiah Hersey. Phone 208-755-1055. Email josiahersey@me.com. Rebuttal of Statement 4. A yes vote rewards City Hall's fiscal mismanagement without fixing the root problem. Our fire service already delivers strong results, and while a three-person crew could modernize staffing, it isn't legally required. Proposition 2 just adds new taxes, letting the city continue diverting taxpayer funds from essential services. Demand real financial accountability and prioritize our core services before approving new taxes. Don't let this measure mask City Hall's ongoing budget failures. Vote no. See pages 109 to 110 for complete text of resolution.